Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a vision for you, big book study. My name is Gina R., and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Wednesday, July 25th, 2018. Today we are reading from the big book, and we are at page 86, the third paragraph. In thinking about our day, we may face indecision, ending with, we come to rely upon it, and we will comment on that paragraph only. Today's readers are 12 Steps, Wendy M., 12 Traditions, Alana M. Our readers will be Penny L.C., Stephanie L., and Christine M., and our newcomer greeter is Melanie C. The reference numbers for Tuesday, July 24th, 10 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 11,694, and today's Wednesday, July 25th, 7 a.m. Eastern Time meeting is 11,700. The OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Wendy M. to read the 12 steps.
Yes,
Wendy, please.
Yeah.
Thank you. I can hear you.
Thanks. Great. I'm Wendy M., recovered in Boulder, Colorado. The 12 steps. One, we knew we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so that injured them or others. 10, continued to take personal inventory and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for knowledge of his will for us and the power to carry that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Wendy M. I will now ask Alana M. to read the 12 traditions.
Do you want me? I'm sorry, Alana here for the 12 traditions. Grateful recovering compulsive overeater from Ottawa, Canada. Forgive me here, I ended up not having my book. Gosh. Okay, here are our 12 traditions. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority. He may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Six, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. Seven, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. Eight, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers.
9, OA as such ought never be organized with service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public comment. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thanks. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alana. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature, then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass. Then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker's should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book on page 86, the third paragraph, which starts, "In thinking about our day, we may face indecision." Reading that sole paragraph, ending up on, "We come to rely upon it," and we will comment only on that paragraph. I will ask Penny L.C. to begin reading.
Good morning, Gina, and good morning to everyone on the line. This is Penny L.C., a grateful recovered compulsive overeater from the state of Washington, and this is the Big Book. In thinking about our day, we may face indecision. We may not be able to determine which course to take. Here, we ask God for inspiration, an intuitive thought, or a decision. We relax and take it easy. We don't struggle. We are often surprised how the right answers come after we have tried this for a while. What used to be a hunch or the occasional inspiration gradually becomes a working part of the mind. Being still inexperienced and having just made conscious contact with God, it is not probable that we are going to be inspired at all times. We might pay for this presumption in all sorts of absurd actions and ideas. Nevertheless, we find that our thinking will, as time passes, be more and more on the plane of inspiration. We come to rely on it. And reflecting on this paragraph, I'm grateful that I am given more clear-cut directions for my day. This is following, you know, my awakening and what I'm asked to do. And so when I have indecision, what do? I pause and I ask God. I do the prayer, you know. I turn to my higher power and ask for guidance, for help, and I can be assured it will be there. And I don't have to be in panic mode, you know. I can just trust and rely. And then these are promises that I can know will be coming true for me, that I will have that inspiration, that hunch, you know, that intuition is going to be able to kick in when I pause and tune in to what my higher power would have me be, what my higher power would have me do. And I know that I have thought that it was a good idea, a God idea, only to find out later, probably not. But that's part of my learning process. And I don't beat myself up at that point. I just regroup and refocus and think about what it is that really God's intention was. But I know that no matter what, you know, I try to believe as my higher power would have me believe and focus on that, and it works out. And it has over the years evolved for me. I am more comfortable. I am able to be more at ease. And it's a gift I treasure. And it's available for all of us when we trust and rely. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Penny LC. I'll now open the lines for folks who'd like to share on this paragraph. Who would like to share?
Carrie S.
Roz G.
I got Carrie S. and Roz G. Who is the other person in there?
Rocky I.
Rocky I. Okay. Who else?
Marissa B.
Marissa B.
Kathleen O.
Kathleen O.
Jen F.
Jen F. All right, let's stop there. This is who I've got. Carrie S., Rocky I., Roz G., Marissa B., Kathleen O., Jen F. Carrie S., please go ahead.
Good morning, Gina, and good morning, visionaries. This is Carrie S., recovered and living in the sunlight of the spirit in Golden, Colorado. So grateful to be on the lines and communicating the sacredness of this passage, that we share it and we spread this message. And inspiration is, we see it four times. And so the definition, a divine influence or action on a person believed to qualify then to receive and communicate sacred revelations. My tea bag I got when I was taking a fifth step recently, the tea bag said, communicate sacredness, build it, share it, and spread it. And God just gives me all of these winks throughout the day because I've put the food down. And this paragraph is telling me that I will have these hunches, these occasional inspirations, and I can see them today. Today, the sunlight shines in my life so much better than I could have ever imagined. And for me, I get that the effect from working with others, and it is just a divine practice to be able to hear somebody's fifth step, to be able to walk them through 6, 7, 8, and now and 9, and now be living in 10, 11, 12, and here we are in step 11, and thank God for prayer and meditation. And I just want to close by thanking a member earlier this morning who taught us about ask, that we have to, that we get to ask God and seek, S being seek, and K for the, God's knowledge. So today I ask in prayer for that inspiration, intuitive thought, or decision, and I get quiet with God. And thank you guys so much for being out there to share in recovery. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Carrie S. Rocky I., you're up next, followed by Roz G. Rocky, please go ahead.
Good morning. Can I be heard?
Yes.
Okay. So happy to be back. I'm back in my routine. Good morning. So this is Rocky, recovering Tempe, Arizona. And so step 11, I love step 11. It's one of my favorites. Yes, at the beginning, I couldn't connect with the Spirit, with the Holy Spirit, but as I move into the solution, the more I stayed in the solution, as far as what is the solution? The solution is going to meetings, reading the literature, learning the literature, the big book, you know, the easier it gets. So I guess my encouragement is for the newcomer, because I could not connect, and so my sponsor was, well, read the big book and you know, ponder on that, and that's a way of meditation, because I could not just, like, calm down. My mind was always racing. And today I do practice meditation where it's not just sit and chant empty my head. I practice biblical meditation. So I read my Bible and I meditate on that. I ponder on that. And really the answers come, you know. Really God does deliver what he promises. He gives us intuition. And that's the spirit. I discovered that it works better if I do the work. If I am doubtful or fearful.
Rocky, we've lost you. Rocky, can you press star 1 to come back in?
Anyways, the system started speaking. Can I be heard or?
Yes.
Oh, so today when I'm in distress, if anything annoys me, worries me, I right away do a 10-step, work it out with a fellow, and then the answers do come. It's amazing how quick we get intuition, or how quick the Holy Spirit talks to us. So. It works, so be encouraged. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Rocky I. Okay, Roz G., you're up next, and then Marissa B., you'll be coming next. Roz, please go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you. Good morning. This is Roz G., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. And the word relax is a big deal because I spent probably many years of my life not relaxing. I'm more of a human doing than a human being. I always want to fill my life up with being busy because I don't want to think about me. And over the past couple of days, I have taken a nap. I spent all of Sunday cleaning my house. I have a fairly large house, and it took me all day to clean it. And so yesterday, or day before yesterday, I was like, okay, what do I need to do today? And I'm currently studying Step 2 deeply in another big book study, and I'm getting a deeper, more profound experience with God and my higher power. And it was as if God said to me, why don't you enjoy the house you just cleaned? Why don't you relax and take a bath? So I lit a candle. I got some lavender salt that sits in my cabinet, put it in the bath, and took a bath. And it was so relaxing. And I listened to a Vision for You special edition on God, on the, you know, getting to know a higher power. It was one of those beautiful talks by one of our regular speakers who I admire so much, Charles. And then yesterday, I took a nap. It was as if God said, why don't you continue to enjoy your bedroom and your nice soft bed and take a nap and relax. And I woke up from my nap feeling so refreshed. When normally I used to pass out and take pass outs because I had been binging. So it is a beautiful thing to relax and take it easy because I'm always busy, always. But that's my fault. We're a product of our own doing. We make our own problems. I make myself busy. God doesn't do it. Now, yes, I have things to do, and I need to be a good example to my adult children, my students, people in program, by, you know, taking the next step, doing an action program, by helping others, and all the things we do when it comes to taking action. But right here, I get to relax, and I would like to make relaxation a more of my daily practice because it feels so good. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ross G. Marissa B., you're next, followed by Kathleen O. Please go ahead, Marissa. Marissa, press star 1.
Good morning, Gina. Good morning. This is Marissa B., recovered, calling in from Southern California. I'm feeling grateful about every added day that I get to live in recovery with the self-awareness that comes about through working and being a student of the big book, Eight Steps. And so I no longer desire to show up to life haphazardly. And instead, I start my day by turning it over in its entirety to God. And then throughout my day, I pause and reach out to higher power, and then I reconnect again. Because just once in the morning won't see me through my day. And so several times throughout, I'm recommitting my day to God so that as my day unfolds, I can avoid getting tangled up in fear and doubt when faced with indecision or unclear about which course to take. Because my usual MO was to operate in fear and self-doubt. And it used to be that I thought me being in control of my life, my day, meant that I was showing up as a responsible individual. And I spent so many years in the mindset that God wanted me to be independent, self-sufficient, self-reliant. So I had it all backwards. So now I wake up and the first thing I do is surrender and turn over my day, my food, my recovery, my entire being to my Creator. Otherwise, if I begin my day without asking God to direct my thinking or ask for inspiration or intuitive thought, guidance and direction, I can be sure that once again, the thought of eating will likely present itself like a good idea. So I ask my higher power that my thought life be placed on a higher plane, a plane of inspiration, because it's not my natural instinct to reside there, to operate from there. And if it were, I wouldn't desperately need this program or be on the line with all of you. And so how do I get to bask in the warmth, the sunlight of the spirit? It's daily work towards change and growth. And sometimes I moan and groan about all of that work. I sometimes have those thoughts because I'm human, because I'm a sick person in need of daily reprieve that only comes from a higher power. So my malady is spiritual. It's not that I lacked willpower, but instead I lacked a spiritual life, a genuine spiritual connection to my Creator. But I'm grateful to now have a true knowing and believing that my connection and relationship to higher power is my lifeline. I'm grateful to now be aware of, to know that, that without a constant connection to God, I would flatline. And I'm really grateful to be on the line with everyone. Thank you for listening and for your time and service. And with that, I pass.
Thank you, Marissa B. Okay, Kathleen O, you're next, followed by Jen F. Please go ahead, Kathleen.
Good morning, Gina. Thank you so much. This is Kathleen O, recovered compulsive overeater in Northern California. Thanks, everyone, for the great shares this morning. Being still and experienced and having just made conscious contact with God, it is not probable that we are going to be inspired at all times. We might pay for this presumption in all sorts of absurd actions and ideas. And I don't know about you guys, but prior to doing any of this work, I was always making all sorts of crazy, it was all about absurd actions and ideas. My life was filled with them. And that's because it was, you know, I was trying to do it myself. And these paragraphs are such a gift. I mean, they are so much, they're just like yummy, you know, better than anything I ever could have eaten, that's for sure. And, you know, the inspiration, inspiration is something that inspires us. It's something that, it's a force that gives us an idea. And I have learned that doing this, and like anything, it takes some practice. You know, it says that after doing this for a while, after we've tried this for a while, and it's like anything that we get good or better at, the more we do it, the better we get at it, the easier it gets. And And so today, instead of, if something happens that stresses me out or I get fearful about or I just don't know what to do, instead of getting all crazy and having it ruin my day, you know, I can relax and take it easy. I don't think it means sitting in an easy chair, but it means just relax, you know, and take it easy. It's like I need to calm down. I need to take some deep breaths. And I need to trust and rely on my higher power that I will get the answer and everything is going to be okay. And it really is amazing how this works, because I frequently face indecision. Sometimes I don't know if I need to go to the store first or drop the dog off at the groomer first, or it's like, you know, silly things like that. And it's like, and I've just learned, it's just take a breath, you know, the answer will come. Sometimes it's when I get in the car and start driving where I'm going to go. Sometimes my days feel like that, but this really does work. I have to tell you, it really does work. And it just makes life so much easier when things don't go my way, and they frequently don't go my way. And I frequently don't know which direction I should be taking, but when I ask for direction and connect with my higher power, which is what this step is all about, it's getting, you know, closer, conscious contact with our higher power and relying on that higher power every day and trusting that higher power does have our back. And thank you, I pass.
Thank you, Kathleen O. All right, Jen F., you'll be next. And then after Jen, we'll take some more folks who want to comment. And we are on page 86, the third paragraph, which starts, in thinking about our day, we may face indecision. We're commenting just on that paragraph, which ends with, we come to rely upon it. So get your star one finger ready after Jen F. Please go ahead, Jen. Jen, are you there?
I found that mute button.
All right.
Hi, I'm Jan F. I am from Florida, and I have experience with this work with the help of a Big Book Step sponsor and the grace of God. And one thing that makes this particular step a little easier in my day is because if I have taken a very fearless and thorough inventory to begin with on step four, then that makes step 10 even easier to identify the 100 forms of self that was driven by fear. It also helps me see that evil corroding thread that I had sown throughout my whole life. And things become, I begin to already build this trust and relationship with a higher power because I had asked for it, and that's all I had to do was just ask for it and then get that intuitive thought, direction, or action. But I really have to do the work before I can even get to enjoy the rest of these promises that are all throughout this book. And I highlight and take notes as I was directed in the beginning, and it helps me, it brings my book alive. I can look at the green for promises, the yellow for positive directions or actions to take, or the red for warning or caution, things to be on the lookout for. And all this come about from doing all the work before then. And so, and it says promptly, so whenever I am running up on a situation, maybe with a neighbor or something, or a dog, they're about their dog or something like that. If I have to look at my side of the street, I have to look at, first of all, why am I resenting this person? It's already become a resentment. And see, just begins, all this begins the working of the mind, the inspiration that it talks about. And whenever I get off the beam, and I do get off the beam, I can tell you, I have paid for this in probably embarrassing situations, maybe going off half-cocked or something because, you know, I didn't take care of some anger that I might have didn't deal with beforehand, and ask my higher power for that intuitive thought, direction, or action. But just a remarkable program. so powerful. And I'm just grateful to be abstinent. So with that, I pass.
Thank you, Jan F. We appreciate it. All right, I'm ready to take a new lineup. Who would like to share on what was read today?
Eileen M. Mary Jane Z.
Maren K.
I heard Eileen M. Sorry, three of you came in on top of each other. Say again.
Mary Jane Z.
Maren K.
Mary Jane Z. Maren K.
And John S.
John S. is in Sam.
S is in Frank.
Okay. And Lynn, what was your initial?
S is in Sam.
Okay, and one more. All right, well, let's go with these five and see how far we get. We might have time for one more. That's going to be taking us close. So we've got Eileen M., Mary Jane Z., Maren K., John F., and Lynn S. Eileen, please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Gina. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good. Okay. Good morning. This is Eileen S. in Portland, Oregon. Thank you so much for your service, Gina, and I appreciate everybody who's already shared. I love this paragraph. I love all these paragraphs, of course. Wow, each sentence jumps out at me. I love how it says, we are often surprised how the right answers come after we have tried this for a while. And I am surprised sometimes when something easily comes to me, because although this program is work, sometimes when I continuously do this, something comes to me easily, and I am surprised. So that's just such a gift of this program. And then the sentence that says, nevertheless, we find that our thinking will, as time passes, be more and more on the plane of inspiration. We come to rely upon it. And though I certainly don't rely upon it all the time, and I forget, and I don't lean into my higher power when I need to at times, when I do, I see evidence of my higher power working. And I was listening to an AA speaker the other day, and he was talking about, you know, I don't know what my higher power is. I have no idea what God is, but I see evidence of God all over the place in my life on a regular basis. So I don't have to necessarily define it to know that my higher power is working in my life. Right now I'm looking for a job, and I have an interview on Thursday for a new position, and I can see so many ways that my higher power showed up in this situation. I received some guidance from another person on this line who made some great suggestions for me, and one of them was to say to my higher power, thank you, God, for the job you are bringing me. And I don't know what's going to happen, but I do trust that my higher power is bringing me to something, and I can see evidence of it as this process has gone forward. So, I'm just so grateful to be reading all these, you know, just profoundly inspiring paragraphs. And I love that we just take one paragraph at a time, because to me, each one is so incredibly rich that it warrants this deep study. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you all for being there and for your service. And I'll pass.
Thank you, Eileen S. Mary Jane Z, you're next, followed by Maren K. Please go ahead, Mary Jane.
Good morning. May I be heard?
Yes.
Yes, good morning, my fellows. This is Mary Jane Z, recovered in Kentucky. And, this whole book, I've been thinking about it lately, and this whole program is for me a program of learning about love and relationship, something I thought I was an expert on. And this paragraph, in thinking about our day, we may face indecision. Before this program, I was never indecisive, I didn't think. I never asked God for inspiration. I thought, you know, I had God's inspiration, but I always went to everybody else for inspiration. The self will run riot. And so the first thing I had to do was look at my relationship with food and how I reacted. And I had to get uncomfortable enough to do that. And then I had to trust someone else's guidance on a food plan and what was my relationship with food and how I thought I was loving myself by my relationship with food. In actuality, I was killing myself with it. And the steps showed me how to pause and how to take direction from somebody else. And so then finally, after I get all the way through the steps and my relationship with food has become right-sized, I'm building a relationship with God and myself now, and I see how my behaviors haven't worked. And so this step, I've gotten here, and now I see I do have a higher power that I can trust, and I can be quiet. And, oh, my goodness, so much indecision. My whole life was nothing but indecision. And now I have a gentle guiding force that will show up for me if I just remain quiet. And I have paid in many ways for absurd actions. And I'm still making those payments. And I'm okay with that now, because I used to think of mistakes as bad, and and failure was bad. And now I see it's a learning process. And this paragraph shows that to me, that, you know, it's okay that I made those mistakes, and because I'm aware of them now and I can move forward. But I have that power now, so I can trust the hunches that I have. And at first, just as I didn't send my young children to the store without any instruction of, you know, beforehand of how, look out, this is how you check out, how you do, I've learned it on my own now. So thank you very much for allowing me to share.
Thank you, Mary Jane Z. Marin K., you're up next, followed by John F. Please go ahead, Marin.
Hi, Marin K. from Los Angeles. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, hi. Thank you for your service. Grateful to be on the line for the Big Book study and everyone who shared. You know, this part of the Big Book, I've heard people say they don't even get out of bed until they've done this part of the Big Book. And I know that I have often at times said, I need to be reminded that we relax and take it easy if we ask God for inspiration and an intuitive thought or decision. I don't know what's always best for me, but I know my higher power knows. And if I can pray that prayer, God, I ask you for inspiration and intuitive thought or decision, and then relax and take it easy because I've already prayed the prayer, I don't have to fight anymore. And then I can just relax. Because I know that I have a higher power who's had my back since the beginning. And I can go off on a self-will run riot, but you know what? I have this part of the Big Book tells me that if I pray that prayer, my thinking will be on the plane of inspiration, and I can rely on it. I'm so grateful for the Big Book. It's the way to live. It's the way to live in a peaceful way, and thank you for letting me share.
Thank you for your share, Marin K. John F., you're next, followed by Lynn S. Please go ahead, John.
Yeah, thank you, and thank you for your service. You know, it's so great to study the Big Book, you know, paragraph by paragraph. And looking at this paragraph, hearing it, reading it, you know, it says one day, you know, so that's probably where one day at a time came from. You know, before recovery, I was so used to you know, fretting about my career, the rest of my life. But the precise instructions here in the book talk about just thinking about our day. And, you know, the important part is not to go by my ego, which was my old method, which drove me to compulsive eating, but to ask my higher power, ask God for that inspiration. And then to relax. And that I am so used to making my to-do list, my higher power, And that's not how this works. And so I need to take the time as well, much like other relationships, you know, in my communication with my higher power, you know, it takes prayer, it takes my communicating, but it also takes meditation, listening. You know, what is the direction? What is the inspiration that God has for me? And something else someone shared with me, I was a little distraught about making a presentation, and there were technical difficulties. And she replied, saying, you know, God is big enough to handle that. You know, whatever will be, but God is big enough to handle that. And that was really useful for me to hear, because I many times get wrapped up in my narrow mind and get wrapped up in my concerns and this and that. But, you know, it was such a relief or such an insight that, yeah, yep, God can take care of that. And my job is to pray for the willingness to turn it over and to ask for the direction and for the inspiration and to relax and see what happens. So thanks for letting me share.
And thank you for your share, John. Lynn S., you're next, and we might have time for a short share after Lynn if somebody wants that, so get ready. Please go ahead, Lynn.
Good morning. My name is Lynn S. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Toronto, Canada. In thinking about our day, we may face indecision. We may not be able to determine which course to take. Are you kidding me? My whole life from the moment my eyes opened was, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, what am I going to do about this? What am I going to do about that? And it was just, I was racked with the inability to make any decision at all. And each decision was full of angst, and it was just killing me. And then it says, here we ask God for inspiration and intuitive thought or decision. We relax and take it easy. We don't struggle. I was like the Tasmanian devil. I was spinning around and around and around and around, and then finally out of sheer exhaustion, I would stop and my tongue would be hanging out and I'd be panting. And then another thought would come, like I'd say, okay, I'm going to do this. And then the other thought would come, yeah, but if you do that, what about this? Or what, dear God, if you make a mistake? And around and around and around I'd go again. This is so foreign to the way I used to live. And now this is the way I live. And the other part, the spinning, is foreign. And I can actually feel when I'm starting to spin. I could never feel that before because I never stopped spinning. It was awful. And what used to be the hunch or the inspiration gradually becomes a working part of the mind. My hunches and inspirations were, oh my God, my thighs hurt so much from rubbing together. They're bleeding. I think I'll just go to bed and eat a cheesecake. That was my hunch or inspiration. And people would say, well, you've got to listen to that still small voice. And I thought, my still small voice tells me when I'm 140 pounds overweight, the best solution is to go to bed and eat more. Program is so different. It has given me a way of life that never in my wildest dreams could I ever have imagined. And what is really so neat, and I'm going to wrap up with this, is when it comes from God, there is no tension. There is no spinning. There is no panting. There's no, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, what am I going to do? It's easy. It's soft. I relax. I take it easy. What a wonderful way to live. I am so blessed with program. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Lynn S. All right, so it looks like we've got time for two more three-minute shares. Who would like those slots?
Catherine B.
Catherine B. Who else?
Yeah, Stephanie N.
And Stephanie N. Great. Go ahead, Catherine.
This is Catherine B. I'm in San Diego, and I want to say how much I love this meeting and appreciate all of you who do such good service. This meeting, I'm on it at 7 a.m., and it is like a step 11 for me to get going, to remind me of what I need to hear and what I'm facing. And every day there's some kind of little gem for me to pray about and to remember, to take in, to correct my thinking, my program. Today, I realized that, so I give myself a pass on thinking. This is what I've been doing. I can't help what I think. And so I try to just forgive myself. And now in this reading today, I'm realizing that I can ask God to help me with my thinking. I'm not just going to run random with my thinking. I can be just an overanalyzer, and I'm just the queen of that, just always making things bigger than they need to be. And it's just a relief to realize that I don't have to just engage that God can help me. God can, I can have direction and not just be running around with that nature or that inner voice that will always take me to make a mountain out of a molehill. And anyway, so I just want to thank you, all of you who do such good service and create this program for the benefit of so many like me. Thank you.
And thank you, Catherine, for your service. Okay, Stephanie Ann, you're going to take us out. Please go ahead.
Thank you for your service. This is Stephanie in recovered in Kansas. And this paragraph was reminding me of the danger of being in self-reliance, of not asking God for that inspiration. Sometimes in the morning I will, you know, get quiet and ask God for direction, and nothing is coming. And so I just want to get on with my day. And sometimes I do that, and I will get into self-reliance, and I'll, you know, my plan or my agenda looks really good. And then I start to get, you know, anxious or upset and irritable. And it's because I didn't take enough time to tune in to what is God's plan. And when I'm in the bondage of self, I tend to isolate myself from other people, and I can't hear my higher power. So I've learned that taking that time to really connect and giving my higher power more than 30 seconds to give me that direction, I have to really sit quietly and, you know, ask my higher power, please help me to know your will. And then if nothing is coming still, then I'll say, well, this is my plan. And I did that yesterday, and another fellow sent me a prayer. And I was like, okay, this is definitely my higher power talking to me through this prayer. And then, so then I looked at my agenda again, my plan, and it was like, well, if you switch this and this, then you won't be as rushed. And my day went beautifully. But had I just rushed through and not sought my higher power, I know I would have been exhausted at the end of the day. And so that inspiration, relying on my higher power to run my day, is so vital for my serenity. And with that, I pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stephanie N. Okay, we've got time for a two-minute share if somebody would like that. Anybody?
Stacy G.
Go for it, Stacy.
Hi, I'm Stacy G. from sunny Southern Oregon, recovering compulsive overeater. And something that struck me in this paragraph was the contrast between the inspiration from God and the presumption from me. Before program, I used to start every day with presumption, and I would make my to-do lists, and it seems like a lot of my to-do lists were involved with busy work that was designed to keep me distracted from the real problems of life instead of what I really need to be focused on. The inspiration that I get from God is really focused on those right answers, like the paragraph says, on the things that have real meaning in life, the being of maximum service to others, the reaching out to my fellows and things like that. And it's amazing the difference that it's making in my life through seeking the inspiration from God, I have tackled a big project that before program would have just paralyzed me with fear. And through relying on God, I have tackled the task, and I am closing in on the end of it. And I'm kind of seeing the light at the end of the tunnel with it. And the results of it before program, I would have been totally stressed about, because the outcome is a decision that will have a big impact on my life. So that the thought of that before program would have paralyzed me. But now I've turned over the outcome of this decision to God and know that He has a plan for me, and that His plan is way better than any plan that I could ever make. And, you know, now I'm resting in the knowledge that He will work out His plan and that it's all going to be okay. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you. And thank you to everybody who offered service and sharing, and to Team Wednesday, Wendy M., Alana M., Penny LC, Stephanie L., Christine M., Melanie C., and Leah M. in the background. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Stephanie L. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
Hey everyone, it's Stephanie L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Southern California. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.